Suns Week and all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is Prince Nestor sitting in for Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the September 23rd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Romla Ali, a boxer who became British champion without her family's knowledge after fleeing civil war in Somalia, has signed a professional deal with Eddie Hearn's Mushroom Boxing. The 31-year-old, who says she still aims to be the first Somali boxer to go to an Olympics, is said to make her professional debut in October. She started boxing in her early teens after arriving in London as a refugee. Ali was a toddler when her family fled Somali capital Mogadishu in the early 1990s after her elder brother was killed at the age of 12 by a motor while playing outside during the Civil War. When Ali's family arrived in London as refugees, she initially kept her boxing training a secret for fear her family would disapprove of the pastime for a Muslim girl. She won the British and English titles in 2016 before switching to Somalia in 2017. Her mother now supports her boxing, and she's trained by her husband, Richard Moore. She will be joining a thriving mushrooms table that boasts a number of women's world champions, including undisputed lightweight ruler Kerry Taylor and welterweight champion Jessica McCaskill.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
In Olympic news, the organizers of next year's delayed Tokyo Olympics will require foreign athletes to take coronavirus tests when they arrive in Japan, but may not require a two-week quarantine. New draft measures for safely opening the Summer Games next July also say Japanese athletes and participants in the Games will face similar requirements when they go to training camps and competition venues. The measures came out Wednesday after a meeting of the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee, the Japanese government, and Tokyo City authorities. The coronavirus pandemic forced the postponement of the game this year. Earlier on Wednesday, Japan's new Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga spoke to International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach by phone.
をですね、あの観客もまたアスリートも安全に行うということに対して。
That's Yurike Koiki, the mayor of Tokyo, telling reporters she welcomes what she calls the IOC chief's quote-unquote reassuring support for the games. She says as many sports events are going to be held soon, and it's crucial to try many different things to ensure safety. In the draft plan, Tokyo organizers also proposed limiting travel within Japan for athletes and arranging for all athletes, coaches and national delegations to training sites in dedicated vehicles.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
I'm Prince Nestor, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Nigerian national team coach Gernot Rohr has invited 25 players for international friendlies against the Ivory Coast and Tunisia. The Super Eagles are scheduled to face the Elephants of the Ivory Coast on October 19th and Tunisia on October 23rd in Austria as part of preparations for the AFCON qualifying match against Sierra Leone in November. Toyin Ibitoe is the media officer of Nigeria's men's national team, and he spoke to reporter Ion Mike Mbonye about the international friendlies.
25 players have been invited. 5 players have been placed on standby. It's a very good list. It's a combination of youth and experience, a lot of newcomers, and of course a lot of established players as well. So it's a good list. Don't forget, we are preparing for a friendly game, so we have an opportunity to see these new players. And they also have an opportunity to show to Nigerians and to everybody why they should be considered. And it's good. It's good for us. And we are happy that we have this opportunity.
Four new players made the list for the international friendlies against Cote d'Ivoire and Tunisia in October. Do you think they will make the difference in the team?
The four new players have been given an opportunity now to come into the team. And so the ball is in their court. They have the powers to decide whether they will be in the team for a long time or they will be off without they treat this opportunity. But they are good young players, players for the future. And I think it is commendable that Coach Kenneth Roy is already thinking of the future. But we hope that these boys can come and show that they have quality and also begin to cement their place in the team, show that they are relevant and that they can be counted upon for the future. So we are happy. It's good.
What are your expectations from the friendlies, given that the opponents, Cote d'Ivoire and Tunisia, are tough sides?
The friendly games are going to be tough, as you said. They will be tough. Cote d'Ivoire is a tough team. Tunisia is another good team. They are ranked second in Africa, even better than Nigeria, which is ranked third. So it's going to be a good test for us. The most important thing is we want to use these friendly games to shake off inactivity, because for a long time we've not played together. Apart from that, we want to use it to begin to blend the game, get our momentum back, get our hunger and commitment back, play well as a team, get our team chemistry, our team bonding back. And more importantly also, we want to use this to improve ourselves so that by the time we start playing in November, we have a team ready to do us proud.
That was Toyin Ibitoy, the media officer of the Super Eagles of Nigeria. And he spoke with reporter Ion Mike Mbonya on telephone from Lagos, Nigeria.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and U.S. Centers for Disease Control say coughing and sneezing can spread COVID-19. Physical distancing, staying at least 1 meter away from people outside your family, can protect everyone. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Manchester United are into the fourth round of the Carabao Cup after beating Luton Town 3-0 at Kenilworth Road. The Red Devils went into the game under pressure, having tested defeat in the Premier League opener against Crystal Palace on Saturday, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer fielded a much-changed team, with Harry Maguire the only player to keep his place from that game. Juan Mata gave United the lead in the first half, as he netted from the spot, but the visitors were made to wait until late in the game for their second and third goals, which were ultimately provided by Marcus Rashford and Mason Greenwood off the bench. In other news, West Ham have confirmed their coach David Moyes. French footballer of Senegalese descent Issa Diop and Josh Carlin tested positive for COVID-19 ahead of their Carabao clash with Hull City. The two players were initially named on the team sheet, only to be withdrawn prior to kickoff. Assistant manager Alan Irvine stepped in for Moyes and guided the team to a 5-1 victory. Public Health England guidelines state those with COVID-19 should self-isolate for at least 10 days, meaning Moyes, Diop and Carlin will not be able to attend training or the league game against Wolverhampton Wanderers this weekend.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation of the continent. VOA,
your trusted source for news and information.
I'm Prince Nestor, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. There are numerous reports that the former Ferrari team boss Stefano Domenicali will be replacing Cesceri as the next Formula One chief executive by the end of this year. Well, there's been no confirmation from Formula One. Several motorsports publications, the BBC and Reuters, are among the outlets reporting the news. Domenicali is currently chairman and chief executive of Italian sports car maker Lamborghini. The Italian was also the head of Ferrari's Formula One team from 2008 to 2014. Carey took over at Formula One in 2017 when US-based Liberty Media took over Formula One. He will remain with the organization, but reports say his role has not yet been defined. I'm Prince Nestor, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Moving on to the NBA, Bruce Martin with Associated Press wraps up last night's Western Conference final play between the Denver Nuggets and the Los Angeles Lakers.
Denver held off a late rally to defeat the Lakers 114-106. Los Angeles still leads the best of seven series 2-1. For the Nuggets, Jamal Murray was team high with 28 points.
We bounce back the way we do, we'll be fine. We're back in the series and not forget about this and move on to game four.
Denver led by 18 in the second quarter, 5 early third quarter, 20 late third quarter before L.A. stormed back to within 101-98 with 5:26 to go. But the Nuggets stepped up with a 10-1 run, capped by a Murray three-ball with 53 seconds left for a 111-99 advantage, and Denver has made this a competitive series.
There was Bruce Morton with the Associated Press. The Miami Heat are also 2 wins away from their first NBA Finals appearance since 2014, but have to refocus coming off a Game 3 loss to the Boston Celtics. After winning the first 2 games of the Eastern Conference Finals, the Heat fell to the Celtics on 117-106 points on Saturday, but still lead the series 2-1. The Eastern Conference Finals match is slated to be held later today in Florida. I'm Prince Nestor, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The Chicago Bulls have hired former Oklahoma City Thunder head coach Billy Donovan as their new head coach. The 55-year-old was the National Basketball Coaches Association's Co-Coach of the Year for the 2019-2020 season. In his first season with Oklahoma City, Donovan advanced to the West Finals with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, and he reached the playoffs in each of the next 4 campaigns. He signed a 5-year deal with the Thunder upon arriving from the University of Florida, where he won 2 national championships. The Bulls are counting on Donovan to give them a lift after the team missed the postseason for the 4th time in 5 years. The Bulls are led by Zach LaVine, who averaged 25.5 points this season, and Lauri Markkanen, the 7-footer from Finland, who missed 15 games with a pelvic injury, forcing his scoring and rebounding numbers to drop.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
I'm Prince Nestor, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Also in the United States, the Tampa Bay Lightning stormed back Tuesday night in the National Hockey League Stanley Cup Finals. The Lightning hung on for a 3-2 victory against the Dallas Stars, leveling the series at a game apiece. Tampa coach John Cooper said the fight was tough and defense was crucial.
You just got to make it hard on them. That's the bottom line. And any goalie will tell you, if they're fighting through traffic, if it's hard to pick up pucks, if they're always trying to guess, it makes it for a harder night. And it's just not him. It's for everybody. I think we did that a little bit last night.
Game 3 of the series is tonight in Edmonton, Canada, where the teams are confined in a pandemic bubble. Dallas Stars coach Rick Bowness says playing during a pandemic makes things a bit tougher.
That would probably play a big part of it, for sure. When there's absolutely no change in your routine from day to day for other than a couple of days here and there in 8 weeks, you get a little edgy. There's no question about it.
This championship matchup is making history since Cooper spent 5 years at Tampa as an associate coach with Bowlers. It's the first time a head coach and a former assistant coach have faced off in the Stanley Cup Finals.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The president of Ghana's Olympic Committee, Ben Nuno Mensah, is speaking out on the challenges facing his organization. Yao Ofosulabi spoke with the Ghanaian sports administrator in Accra. Here's Yao.
Mr. Nuno Mensah, what has the postponement of the Olympic Games done to the plans of Ghana?
I'll speak from the IOC standpoint, from the organizers, and then talk about what GOC is doing. Well, IOC's position is that we need to have the games at all costs. We need to do everything and have the games come on. And I think that the other time I had a chat with Seiko Hashimoto, and she's also of the opinion that, look, no matter what, these games has to come on. I think it's a very positive mentality to approach the games. What is going to push all of us to do is to work out things and make sure that it is, at least by July 2021, it will be safe to host the games. And that is when they say we have to do it at all costs. Yes, it's kind of pushes everybody to make sure that we are ready for the games. And I like that approach. It's a good approach, and it's a good way to prepare ourselves mentally. The games, if it had come on in 2020, my brother would have said that it would have, Ghana wouldn't have shown the kind of things that we're capable of showing. So having it postponed for a year, it's a blessing in disguise for us, because then we have 12 months to correct the mistakes that we did, or to do things that we should have done before the games. And that is specifically, I'm referring to investing in the athletes. See, most of the times, these athletes who do the so-called least finance sports don't virtually get anything, any support from anywhere. It's either their federations or they themselves. And of course, those who are on the IOC or GOC scholarship, they earn a little bit of money. But that is not enough. Okay. They hustle and struggle to go for competitions. Okay. They, on their own, they've hustled to qualify for the Olympics. What are we doing for them as a nation? It is about time. We have 12 months. Let's invest in these athletes. What do we do to invest in them? Take them to as many competitions as possible. Send them to training camps. Send them to countries who have competitive advantages in the disciplines that they are taking. If it's our boxers, let's go and put them in Cuba. If it's our table tennis guys, let's go and put them in China. If it's our weightlifters, put them in Romania, put them in Russia, where weightlifting is good. That way, if we're able to get these athletes to go in on a training camp for, say, 6 months, okay, I am sure that with the kind of competition that they will have before the games, when they go out there, yes, they would go really, really prepared, and they would give out their best. Countries spend 4 years to prepare for the Olympics. We can't spend 12 months, or we can't spend 4 months to prepare and expect that if we are serving a very fair God. I spend 4 years, you spend 4 months, and then God, being so fair, will say, you spend 4 months, you win the medals and go. I don't think that's the way it works.
How has funding been? Is the committee financially sound to help our athletes excel?
Yes, I think it started coming in about three, four days ago. So at least I've had a few athletes who have called me to say, President, thank you very much. We've just gotten our allowance from the YA, and I'm very happy. At least it's a good beginning, and it looks like it's if it goes well, it would be good for Ghana sports. That is something that we've all been pushing for. You know, back in the days, when Ghana Sports did so well. We did so well because we had athletes who were working in government institutions, state institutions, with the security services, who did not have to worry about where their next meal is going to come from, because they've been employed by the state just to train and go and compete for Ghana. So I think gradually with this YA thing, we're getting to that era where at least our national team at least have a way of earning some income from the state.
How many athletes have qualified and in what disciplines for the Olympic Games next year?
We have qualification from track and field. We have qualification from the para sports. We have just about 5 athletes who have qualified. But that is just about 53% of all the opportunities available to us. In fact, the Olympic Games has just 53% of the slots that have been filled. So what it means is that there's still about 47% slots that have still not been filled. And Ghana has an opportunity of qualifying more athletes, especially from judo, from swimming, from weightlifting. You know, just like we did in Rio. I am very, very confident. I can speak for weightlifting that at least we can get at least one weightlifter. He's almost qualified to join the team. Abeku for swimming is also doing very well. He can just slip through. And then we have some of our judo cats who are based outside and they are doing extremely well. I'm just hoping that we can pull this through. And then from next year, or working towards the next Olympic Games, which is in Paris in 2024, we start approaching and doing things differently.
That's Ben Nuno Mensah, the president of Ghana's Olympic Committee, and he spoke with Yao Ofosulabi in Accra.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Juventus have completed a loan deal with Atletico Madrid to bring striker Alvaro Morata back to the club. The 27-year-old Spain international has signed until the end of 2020 to 2021, but the Italian champions have options to extend the loan by 12 months or buy him for a pre-agreed fee. Morata won 2 Serie A titles and 2 Coppa Italia trophies in his 2-year stint at the club. Juve initially tried to sign Barcelona's Luis Suarez and AS Roma's Edin Dzeko, but those deals failed to materialize. They've so far signed Morata, Felix Correa, and United States men's international Weston McKennie since Andrea Pirlo took charge at the club. Morata will play alongside Cristiano Ronaldo and Paulo Dybala in a strong forward line, as Juve aim to clinch a 10th consecutive Serie A title. And that wraps up the September 23rd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Mokbilia Baru. And thank you for tuning in. I'm Prince Nesta, sitting in for Sunny Young in Washington. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA. Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC, right after the international news.